With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Plenty of questions remain for our tree fruit growers when it comes to qualifications for monetary relief from the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. While some groups, like the potato growers, lost a lot of business when restaurants and schools closed, Northwest Horticultural Council President Mark Powers says it wasn't as bad for tree fruit.
Well, you know, that's a good question, and I don't have definitive statistics on how much is sold to what we would traditionally call food service, right? Broadly speaking, I think it's probably 10% or less.
But after all the initial hoarding and stockpiling, Power says retail sales have tailed off a bit.
And what we're also seeing is that while there was an initial spike in retail interest, that has, you know, fallen off. And not surprisingly, I think, just looking at my own purchasing habits, we're not going to the grocery store nearly as much as we used to. And so if you run out of something, you kind of say, well, I ran out of it. I'm not going to go pick it up necessarily.
Bottom line, Power says,
sales seem to be maybe running a little bit behind normal. We certainly have got export demand falling off, which is causing some problems. And product just isn't. It's moving slowly.
But Power says, regardless of whether the impact was at the food service side or on the retail side, apples and pears aren't moving through the system as quickly as he'd like.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.